main theme of the parashas was chesed. I had a chance earlier in the week to speak about chesed downtown. It's probably apropos because of the topics of the shiurim that we had this week and last week. Last week we talked about mitzvah halva and the issur that Torah has for somebody who might not want to lend someone else because Shemitah is coming. And that's an issur in the Torah. It means that you have to do all you could to do the mitzvah of halva. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Avos Chesed. He discusses many of the details of chesed. That's one of the yisurim that he deals with when he talks about halva. This week we talked about mikvah and mayim. Mayim is also compared to chesed. Mayim is ava, mayim is chesed. And mayim is the story of Eliezer and Rivka. There happens to be mayim shuvin. She drew the water from the well many, many times. So it's literally mayim shuvin. But she's doing it as part of chesed to Eliezer. When Eliezer offers a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should show him, enlighten me, to know who to take for Yitzchak, the words of his tefillah begin and end with chesed. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakri no lefanai hayom ba'asei chesed im Adoni Avram. I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask you to do chesed with Avram, with my master. After he concludes his tefillah, at the very end of the tefillah, he says, with this, uba eida ki asisa chesed im Adoni. Before and after, he sandwiched, his bakasha is sandwiched within chesed. So the Rabbeinu Bachye, I want to thank Elior, he made this available to me. Zaydi was sponsoring the new edition of Oz Vahadar Ben Bachaye, so that's a chance to use it. So he writes, Pasach ha'eved b'tfilaso b'chesed, b'chasam osa b'chesed. Sh'amar v'eida, ki asisa chesed im Adoni. V'ein safik, since Eliezer grew up the base Avram, he was raised in Avram's house, ha'yachacham gadol v'toro v'chachma, v'yada kizu midasa shel Avram, v'alkin is palaba. He knew Avram's midah, which is chesed, and therefore he used that as part of his tefillah. They explain on the bottom, they have ha'aros on the bottom, they bring from the sefer here, Rav Moshe David Vali was a Talmud of the Ramchal. So he wrote, he needed to use this midah of Avram because the Gemara says in Tainis that Eliezer was one of those people who asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu something shelo kahogim. It was something a little bit off about Eliezer to have to tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whoever comes out, who knows? The person could be someone who has a disability, who's deformed, who's obviously not the right one that Yitzchak would want to take. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that it was Rivka, was someone so special and perfect. But since he saw that he had experienced the Nisim of Fisus HaDerech, he wanted the Nisim to continue, and he wanted to use Midav Avram as a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would in fact continue to show him miracles. So therefore that allowed him to do something that would otherwise have been somewhat presumptuous. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed in the Tzicha talks about how we look in Chumash and we see Chesed wherever we go, and he goes through parashas of the Torah one after the other to show you how much Chesed you find in the parasha, expressions of Chesed. So he has a paragraph in Chayisara, and he points out parashas Chayisara gam kein meleya mimidas haChesed. Go to the beginning of the parasha, b'tchilasa mayim meidin hishtadlus kvura vehesped, which is Chesed. And hesped is chesed, k'milas chesedim. Then the Torah has become a parshios ha'izdamnus v'nizdamna Rivka liyitzchak v'ikr haya aydei midas ha'chesed sheba k'nisib oso chachta le'avdecha liyitzchak. And Rashi comments, ru'uya hilo shetek k'milas chesedim k'day likanes b'kbeis ha'shel Avram. That's the second example. Then he has a third example, v'ikro so yitzchak v'ishmo bana. It talks about Avram being buried. At the end of the parasha is again chesed. And then, Vayi Achri Mos Avram, Vayi Baruch Elokim Es Yitzchak Bino, Rashi brings from Chazal, it was Nichamo Tanchumi Avelin. So here you have numerous examples within the parasha itself of chesed. I was thinking about the idea of Avram Avinu being Midas HaChesed, in light of something we may mention at a different time. Avram Avinu represents a new beginning in Bria Sa'olam. He brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awareness to the entire world. We don't have to say Melech HaOlam in Shemona Esrei, Tosis brings down, because we say, okay, Avram. Usually you have a series of brachos, so the first bracha has to say, okay, Melech HaOlam. Then you can just have all the brachos that follow without a psicha. So how do we bring Shemona Esrei? Brach to say, okay, Melech HaOlam. happened to Melcha Olam? So the answer is that Elkei Avram is the equivalent, because the Gemara says in Brachos that nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu said, Hashem Elkim Matitan Li, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. And he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name known to everybody. That's why the Rashi brings in the Chumash here, the Parsha, that he tells Eliezer, I'm being mashpia you, be'okei Hashemayim ve'lokei Ha'aretz. But then he continues and says, Hashem Elkei Hashemayim, Hashem Elkechani mi'beis Avi. When Hashem took me out of my father's house, he was just Elkei Hashemayim. People didn't know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now, everyone recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of my efforts, therefore he's Elkei Ha'aretz as well. Which means Avraham Avinu served as the basis for the justification of the Briyas HaOlam itself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, as Ramban writes in the Parshas Bo, that people should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mimakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and acknowledge that they are his creatures, Yosecha Anachnu. The whole Tachas HaBriya was fulfilled with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put him, so to speak, on the map. Briyas HaOlam itself is the quintessential act of chesed. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim Peites, Olam Chesed Yibane. No one asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol to create a world. It was just pure chesed. Maybe that's the significance of the Mayim that the Torah talks about in the beginning of the Torah. Mayim, Choshech HaPnei Sahom, Rachef HaPnei HaMayim. Mayim represents chesed. The world was expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and Avraham Avinu, who was the tachis of the Briyas HaOlam and brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hakara to everybody's awareness, his entire mohus had to be that of chesed. So we should recognize, as I spoke about this earlier in the week, that chesed, of course, is a mitzvah, and there's so many different aspects to chesed, different ways that one can fulfill mitzvahs that are a fulfillment of the mitzvah of chesed. Beyond the specific details of the mitzvah, which we should be aware of, is also the larger notion of how important it is to recognize that we are doing something which is such a pillar of the world, and it's what makes the world go round. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chafetz chesed. We are emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we act in manner of chesed, we are fulfilling the lach v'drachav, and we are fulfilling the derech Hashem that Avraham Avinu taught to his children, and we are all considered to be part of that legacy of Avraham Avinu. So especially a parasha like this, which is, as Chafetz Chaim says, so full of chesed of all kinds, it's an opportunity for us to be able to appreciate and to internalize as we could the midas of chesed.